this. I'm having my hands, everybody can see it.
Louder, please.
Louder.
I have in my hands, everybody can see it, the strategic plan 2007 and 2012. DCLSB paid a bunch of money to have this strategic planning that is a big paper just adding dust. I mean, all the plans are wonderful if you have the people willing to do something instead of keeping the status quo. And it's as important, I agree. We are, some of us are good for some things, some of us are good for others. It's as good as ask for money. To be sure, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Be sure that we spend it in a wise way. We need to take control. We need to have the guts to vote and go and vote for whatever we believe. Because if not, the employees, we are producing a vacuum of power, and the employees, in not only in our state, in the fire stations, they decide that they are the decider. They don't care about what we say.
Thank you very much. And Bill.
You know, I guess I agree with everything all of them said. And I want to compliment George for getting this task force or the ad hoc committee going. One of the great things about it is he got people from the different factions or groups to basically reach consensus on this. This is understandable. And as Adrian was talking about, though, we need to move forward because it's the start of a plan. The plan isn't complete until you get commitments from people. Who's going to do what and a timetable of when? And that was the problem with the old one. We got a lot of agreement on what we needed to do.
Be courteous, please.
So,
I'm agreeing okay. with him. I'm sorry. I'm agreeing
hold on,
with
hold on.
Stability.
Hold on.
Stability.
Bill, would you please?
She wasn't making fun of her. She was agreeing
no.
with me. She's fine.
I say I agree with you. I'm sorry.
But that's what
I
we ought not do.
We're talking too much.
So,
thank you for correcting me.
Bill, you have 20 seconds.
Okay, Bill's time has been completely interrupted. I'm your
body. By who? By who interrupted him?
Okay, that's basically what I was going to say. I think we need to move on and continue to get the process going. And we need to get more people involved with it. I think there were only about half of this trip of the PNB that actually worked on it. But I know you had a series of meetings, and we just need to push it forward.
Thank you. Okay, Deb, it's your turn.
Yes. I have a question for each of them, and I would like to find out what leadership roles you took or planned for those who have been on the PNB, and for those who would like to be on the PNB, what leadership roles we can expect from you.
Thank you. Okay, we'll start with Bill.
Leadership role. Well, I've been vice chair before of the PNB. I'm not exactly what George is doing. I was chair of this board 2 years before I was on the PNB. I've chaired a number of committees. I would be very willing to serve on several committees. Most people on the PNB have to be on at least three or four committees, and I will make the time for it. I've done it in the past, and I have a commitment, and it depends on where I'm needed, really. I mean, I guess my major interests are finance or audit, because it's been so critical. Elections, I've chaired that one in the past. Perhaps governance. I'd like to work on the bylaws and get some of the problems fixed on it. Governance has spent way too much time just arguing with each other and not getting a lot done. Possibly personnel. If I understand it, we still have a lot of work to do on the hiring a new ED. I don't know where we are in that process. It's all been executive session, I guess, but I think it's a very important, very critical job that needs to be moved forward as soon as we can to get some good candidates for executive director who can do this. I'm glad that we have a CFO now. He's looking sounding good.
Thank you. Sorry I didn't give you a 5-second warning. Okay, Adriana.
Well, last year, the last 2 years.
Again, louder, please.
The last 2 years I was in it. All of you know, I don't know how many committees. Nancy is the one that keeps trying. 15, she said. Okay.
The secretary.
I keep saying the same. I mean, we need to be clear what we want. We need to be bold. We need to be inventive. It's not a problem of faction. It's a problem of defending. And everybody does that in their little niche. You know, we don't want the others. The others don't. No, we need to realize, and the LSV need to realize that when we are PMB directors, our first, our priority is the foundation, the Pacifica Foundation. We need to work for the Pacifica Foundation. I will work in any place that the board asks me to.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay. Wesley.
Yes. Leadership. I have purposely avoided chairing any committees. I have I've watched how the group conducts itself, and you have to have the patience of a saint to do it properly. I do not have that amount of patience. However, I promise, if elected, that I will convene two meetings. I've been meditating a lot lately, and I'm doing Tai Chi, and I will definitely get over my willingness to do combat with people. Thank you.
And Teresa.
We had, on the national level, we had a development committee when Heather Gray was on the national committee, national board, and we started some of the strategic planning work. Heather was, it was with the Southern Cooperative, the group that got settlements for black farmers, for example, and she pulled in people from many different groups to work on projects with us. And this was not supported the way it could have been. I'm nowhere near as capable as Heather, but that is what I have done. That is what I enjoy doing. I have done it with archives, and I've done it with affiliates. If nobody was willing to take minutes, I've taken minutes on those staff courses, and the minutes have gone out usually right after the meeting.
Thank you very much. Okay, before we go to Deb's question. No, I'm sorry. Does Bill get to ask a question of his colleagues?
No.
Well, wow, we've
got a long time, and let's not do that.
No. Okay. Okay, then. Hank, do you have a question?
Yeah.
Well, it's going around the table.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I'm going to pass.
Okay, Hank, you may have passed, but I want to just point out to everybody that what you might want to do is write down questions that might occur to you as this process is going on, and also take notes on what people are saying, which might lead to questions. Okay, I'm assuming Wesley and Teresa will have to answer questions. So the next person to ask questions is Alon. Alon, are you? It's your turn, Alon.
I pass.
Okay, Mike.
The question I'd like to ask the candidates is how they're going to get the membership growing in KPFT and the donations up for the station, because the past couple of years our membership and donations have dropped. So I would like to see if there's a way we can improve both of those for the station.
Okay, and can I mix this up a little bit, or should I just
go? No.
Okay, Teresa.
No.
Teresa.
I've registered over 1,500 people to vote in the last 5 years, primarily in high schools that are high minority and high percentage of low income. And I always promote the station whenever possible. Whenever I've met college professors that are working on civic engagement, for example, I've encouraged them. And I've actually gone to, what's his name? He's with Northwestern Calabro. Gone to Tony Diaz's class, for example, and I've gone to criminal justice classes for example, and I've encouraged them to have a program for the station, and to if they would like to get on the air, to contact Ernesto Aguilar. I have I hope, through development and outreach. I'm currently chair of outreach. I'm looking for someone who would like to chair outreach, because I think more than anyone here, perhaps except Bill, I've been involved with outreach and development.
Thank you very much. Okay. After Leslie. Teresa is Leslie.
Yeah. It's very important we do increase the membership. We have to get people listening. And I would say if we had more programming that was geared toward civil human rights, that we could get maybe some support from those communities. Very little time is actually on radio time that I actually spent on that part of the mission. Either that, or you know, we could, I don't know, figure out what kind of music I can listen to. because we love it. That's who supports the radio station. Of course, we don't really have any comparison with what mission-driven programming would do in those time slots.
Okay. And Bill.
This could take a 30-minute answer, but I have worked before with Teresa, for example. She's been very, very diligent working outreach and development here locally. I've worked with her and Dwayne and Jack Lindsay and Rob and other people to put together that Ray Hill Roast. I think we need to do more of those sort of things. But nationally, I mean, this question really is applies to all the stations. We've got to get more listeners besides the ones that we already have. And I think Doug George has had a really good idea. He's been hard at least for 2 or 3 years on getting organizations with compatible missions on board. And so we put their event on the air, maybe not necessarily live, but take the highlights of it or something, put it on the air, and tell people all over the country about it. They don't even have to be in our, online. Not just, it can be on all of our stations live or whatever, but also online, and tell people about it. And I think we could pick up a lot of listeners and donations for people that discover, hey, this is great programming I can't hear anywhere else. And the example is convention coverage, but we
thank
do
you.
Support more too.
Okay. Next person.
Me? Yes. I don't have to answer.
No. Oh, I'm sorry, Adriana.
Okay. Thank you. First of all, 10 seconds to ask Pete Grocer. I didn't really. What I was trying to say that I agree with you that we talk too much instead of going to the point. But I'm sorry that I offended Rob. What I know really that the official records show that in the last 10 years, KPFT lost 40% of our listeners, from 10,262 in 2005 to 6,012 members in 2015. I don't know anything about programming. I don't pretend that I know. What I know that we hire people to do their job. And leave any corporation, for profit or non-profit, we need to ask those people for goals. If they don't reach the goal, they can ask for help. If they ask for help, we can try to. It's a minute? You get a minute? Okay, perfect. But like I said, I mean, we need to call to have the professionals to do it. That's it. I don't know how to do it.
Okay. Wesley?
What?
Wait. I have it.
What
is the order?
We keep the question. We finished. The four of us answer.
Next question.
Okay. I'm going to point out to you all that both the questions and the answers are supposed to pertain to their service on the national board.
Right.
Okay? So we're going to start with Susie is the next.
Right. We're going this way.
Okay. And Adriana. Who's first?
Who's asking the question?
She needs to ask the question first.
I'm just trying to find out who's going to answer the question
That's
first.
That's a matter.
Okay, it's going to be Bill. It was supposed to be Bill, Adriana, Leslie, and Teresa this time around, okay? So Bill, you will go first, but Susie, it's your time to answer a 30-second question.
To ask? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I don't have any questions.
Okay, then. Maria Elena, you have 30 seconds to ask your question, and Bill will be the first to answer. Maria Elena, you have 30 seconds.
Specifically, what would you do in terms of, again, doing what was outlined after, I don't know how many, $3,000 worth of planning in 2006, 2007 around the strategic plan, but specifically what would you do in order to expand the membership base in terms of diversity and not just in terms of numbers, and at the same time...
Time is up. Bill?
Okay, well, first, actually, I chaired that committee, and it didn't cost anything like that. It almost all was invested. We had a professional assistant from, I forget the name of the organization, it was free. And we printed some stuff, and that's about it. Even the meeting locations, we may have had to pay a little bit for meeting locations. Most of those were free. But we do need to implement the goals that are in the plan. We never got to the place of getting the board together and management and other people to work together. I'd like to work more with the CAB, the Community Advisory Board, because they have surveyed people recently. The KPF did a listener survey. It was on that one of those things I sent out to you. This was maybe 3 or 4 years ago. Find out what people are interested in. But we've got to get people, we need to find out what communities want to hear on the air. And to do that, we need to go talk to them and not just, you know, have to go to their meetings, go to their events and things like that. What can we do to provide something interesting to you, to, you know, all kinds of diverse groups and audiences so that we can get service to them and hopefully they would tell other the friends about our station and our program.
Thank you very much. Okay, Adriana.
I believe that the problem that we have at KPFT is not only at KPFT, it's in the national level. We are becoming irrelevant. We have, like I said, I don't know anything about programming. But sometimes I feel that I need to change to somebody that will give me information. Because really, the issues that we have in our city, in our nation, and being speak at the national level and at the local level. We have professionals, but to hold people accountable to do the job, we need to do our job. And doing the job is not trying to solve or trying to conceal or trying to protect, because it's there when you do the division. I protect, I'm against, that is the problem. You know, programmers are programmers. They do the job. We have a program director, have a salary, for God's sakes. I mean, make the people be accountable, and then we will have the program that we need.
Thank you very much. Okay, Wesley.
Yeah, it's, I'm not saying anything against my demographic. I'm going to get that wrong. But a lot of people do kind of like just place people in categories, you know. And sometimes they point out to me that I'm white, and I prefer melanin challenge myself. if we don't go out there and talk to people, if we do not go out there and see what they want, I have. And we turn on the radio. And they say, well, what is this? And I say, well, this one. Are all hackers. So I really don't know what we can do with what we have. But we do need to do something. I do know that. I'm good.
Thank you. Okay, Teresa.
Well, I tried to send somebody a picture of us in the Martin Luther King Day Parade. And... their phone didn't take text. So I'll pass this around and I'll try again to send you the picture of us in the MLK parade. That's one way that we can get people involved. Another thing that we could do is that you know, we evaluated our general manager, but we gave that person no specific goals. We could have given that person goals, and we could have said, we want to meet in 1 month, and we want you to report to us about what you have done to reach these goals. And we can do the same thing with our program director. For example, I think that our program director should tell each programmer that they ought to use social media. And we ought to give a prize to the programmer that uses social media most innovatively, or the first time, give them a prize if the first time they've used social media. That might be one way to reach larger circles of people.
Okay. Let's see. Joseph, your question, starting with Teresa.
Frankly, in respect for the fact that there's only 8 minutes left for the rest of this meeting, and I've already heard generous statements, and I think all the candidates have represented themselves well, I'm going to pass.
Okay. Susan, your question for starting with Teresa. 30 seconds.
I pass as well.
Okay. Dwayne Lark.
Well, I dare not pass, but this question is for all of you.
Well, starting with Teresa. 30 seconds.
Teresa. Yes.
Okay, start my 30 seconds now.
I haven't started it yet. I will. With your first word.
We're sending a message to the national board, whoever we elect. Do we really want to send the message that we're going to send, for lack of a better word, old timers, people who've already been there a long time, who've been there many years, and won't take responsibility for solving any of the issues that are beset? Why not try some new, fresh, send up a message to the PNB? The old faction's out. And the other last I wanted to ask Bill, do you have any regret filing against the filing to the AG with respect to Pacifica? Do you have any regret about that at all?
Time up. Okay. Teresa, you are first, and you can answer both of those questions.
Actually, Dwayne, I haven't been in power for the last 2 years, and frankly, if you listen to the national board meetings, some people vote as a block. They're actually holding meetings that I'm not invited to. So they know what's on the agenda. We only see the agenda the day before, if we're lucky. So when you complain about old timers, I'm an old timer that hasn't been a decision maker for the last 2 years. I tried very, very hard. For example, our affiliates really wanted underwriting. Our two affiliate directors wanted underwriting. Our executive director, John Proffitt, wanted underwriting. I voted for underwriting. Our affiliate director, it wasn't for us, it was for our affiliates that needed it. I didn't vote against that, but it was defeated. So, your claim about me being an old timer, you know, I'm an old timer, I think, that's focused on the benefit of the foundation.
An old timer.
Okay. Wesley.
Yeah, repeat the question briefly.
That's why I said light stuff.
Are we not sending a message to the national board when we send recurring, same old, who happily responsible for it, as opposed to sending a new message? We're going to try some new. Wouldn't that help kind of the synergy on the national board?
Okay, Wesley.
Yeah, I've seen the Pacifica in Exile post, and they claim their independence. When I first came on the national board, I was taken to a little private pizza party. The other factions, they were, liars, race baiters, out to tear down the system, and all this kind of stuff. I meet them, and they're like genuine concerned people, concerned about humanity and Pacifica. So that was, it caused me to look, and it caused me not to be a factional person, because I see both of them making decisions that I perhaps would not come again. And no, I have never, in fact, I have purposely tried to keep from suits happening
by not reporting mismanagement.
Okay, time flies when you're having fun. Adriana.
I have a. It's very bad when I try to translate it, but in Spanish we said ladran Sancho. It means that we are riding. Don Quixote is telling the helper that the dogs are barking. That shows that they are riding their horses. When I have from people from out of the state, people that are not even in this world, that don't know me, accusing me of things. I said that their operative in Houston are giving them that information and it's a lie. I'm asking, I see here in front of me, March 24, 2014, you were riding in maize to Tracy and to Tracy Rosenberg and Summer Rees, one that we get rid of the board to not keep Summer Rees. And you already start the complaint with the AG. That is your way? Tell me. You are the operative for him?
Bill.
Just to get back to the original question, I think you do need experienced people on the PNB because it takes about 6 months to a year just to kind of figure out how you can make a difference and what's going on in all those towns. Because there's so much behind the scenes stuff in history you need to know about. And I think that's where the lines are. That's why we need Teresa and George, for example, back on there. And I think I can contribute the same way also. To get back to the other question about the complaint with the Attorney General, there wasn't a lawsuit with the Attorney General. I and several other past directors filed a complaint with the Attorney General because of numerous, I'll say, and massive violations of our bylaws and the Harbor California Corporations Code by the majority faction on the PNB. And we thought it needed to be, they needed it, like we needed it on the record. Most of the others wanted to be anonymous. I didn't mind putting my name for it, because I think I'm doing what's right, and I think it's necessary sometimes to ask for help in order to save Pacifica from, I'll just say misled people, who maybe
thank
try
you.
Hard, but
time
not
is up.
Thing.
Okay, Venetia, your question. Okay, Nancy, your question will be starting with Bill. You have 30 seconds.
Couldn't you have thought of some other way to get us in bylaw compliance? We here at our station is not in bylaw. We're not doing all the bylaws correctly. Another way that would not have entailed telling the Attorney General to audit us, Pacifica. And Teresa, when you have committees and people don't show up and the secretary like myself is calling Teresa Allen and Teresa Allen complains, so many committees, I have a love life, I have
time. Is up. Thank you. That is a question starting with Bill for everyone.
Come on, this
can't go on.
Well done.
Teresa wants around the table. Okay. Okay.
I never get asked.
You're Jerry's next, and then you're after Jerry. Okay, Bill.
Well, I took her where you're going with that. I wasn't on the board. I didn't have any direct influence on the board. I know the minority members of the board tried really hard to get the majority to do the right thing, and they basically kept getting voted down over and over and over. And I could not, in good conscience, basically ignore what I thought was egregious misbehavior. And mostly negligence. It's not necessarily deliberately doing the wrong thing. It's failing to do what was necessary to protect Pacifica and ignoring bylaws requirements and things the California Corporations Code. So, that's basically why I, joined in that complaint to the Attorney General, the California Attorney General, talking about it.
Hold on one second, Bill.
Disruption. Quiet, please.
Hank? Can you please take your seat? Or Joseph, do you want to hand out the ballots to everyone as this is going on so we don't get further interruptions? Bill, you have...
I forget the rest of your question.
Would you please restate the second half that was about Teresa, right?
Yes.
What did you say?
just too many committees for being on the PMB.
Too many committees.
Well, she has a love life.
I think with your only girl that can be, you should not probably chair a local committee. That's all you have time for. You're retired and you can do all that, because I think your priority should be for the PNB and the national committees, because and leave the rest of the local committees up to you folks, at least the chair of them.
Okay, thank you very much. So the same question to Adriana. I'm going backwards. Starts with Bill, then Adriana, then Wesley, then Teresa. Adriana.
I believe that all of us have a lot of work to do locally and in the PMB. I mean, I agree. I mean, indeed, you can say that, but you didn't give us the option in 2014. It was less than a month that we were members of the PMB, and the only thing that we did is eliminate the golden parachute for the executive director that was signed illegally. That's the only thing that we did, and that triggered the AG. That's my answer.
Okay. Wesley?
Yeah, they gave me hell when we got rid of when we did not renew the contract of our ED, Arlene Engelhardt. But it was necessary to do. Summer got the job. Summer lasted. I warned her very specifically not to get involved in factional affairs. Didn't keep. She lost her job. You gotta stay on top of stuff. We need employees that are professional, to know the job, who will do the job, and we need a board that will rally behind them. And
whatever's
easiest for you. Let them build this nation up, build this network up.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much. And Teresa. Hey, Rick.
That's why we have
quiet,
not.
Please. Hold on a second, quiet. Teresa.
We haven't had an executive director for 3 months. He started in May and he resigned by August. We're hard on executive directors. He referred to the fact that we lost Arlene Engelhardt. Whether or not you feel that she was a good executive director, that's your prerogative. She's gone. And that's the choice of the Pacifica National Board. But because we haven't had an executive director, we've had problems. Stations that didn't do their budgets on time, and programmers that had acted out. As to you calling me because I'm attending a meeting, I told that committee I didn't really want meetings on Mondays, and because that committee is so large, it's hard to make quorum. So I have attended most of those meetings, and more than others. So, what you're complaining about that? Sorry.
Okay. Let me just point out that this is the last time we will ostensibly have account. We will be able to make these people accountable to us. So I urge the final three people going around the table to think seriously about the questions you're asking these folks. Jerry, 30 seconds.
Okay, I'd like to ask what do people think should be the power of the board members, like myself, with regard to programming and supervision of the employees, and in particular, for these local station managers. What it should be according to the bylaws, and two, what it ideally should be.
Okay, Teresa, you have 1 minute.
I believe that the program director should make sure that every show is evaluated at least once a year and give them recommendations on how they can improve. And if programmers act up or act like prima donnas, they should be written up, and every programmer should sign a contract that says that they understand the rules.
In 2013, in December, I tried very hard on the national board to pass an employee handbook, and frankly, some people did worse than filibustering in an attempt to prevent just passing an employee handbook for the whole foundation. I believe that the general manager should evaluate the employees, and so that's that.
Thank you very much. And Wesley.
Yeah, we have a... Okay, let me... I'm going to pass on this right now because I'm having a brain fart. If you would excuse me for just a moment.
Will the body allow me to skip from Wesley to Adriana and then come back to Wesley?
Please do.
Without objection, Adriana.
I think that the bylaws are very clear. The past secretary gave all of you, the new members, the bylaw amendment. Article 7, Local Station Board, Section 3, Specific Powers and Duties. Through this, from A to M, that's how this board functions. That's how we really have our say, and we represent the listeners. This is the way to do it. No selecting which one we want to do. Oh, just raise money. No, this is the way. That's what we, all of us, are elected to fulfill. And if we don't do it, this is our fault. And in programming, I think that it's not up to us. We have basically something that was trying to be implemented since, I don't know, George, 2010, 2012, and we have over and over the managers refused to talk about the issue and to accept the issue. We need to call accountable.
Okay, can I come back now?
Without objection, Wesley, you have 1 minute.
Okay, one of the first things that the old guard did was get rid of the HR director. If you don't have a human resources director, then, well, you know, when the cat's away, the mouse will play, and there's been a little playing going on. This can add to lawsuits. It's not a good working environment for everyone, even though, you know, we're all happy that they have, you know, we have love lives. Those of us that do. We gotta have an employee handbook. We gotta get people to sign on, and we gotta have a contract. We have a manager for 13 years without a contract who says, "Well, they only gave me a letter telling me that I just have these four duties." In fact, what I found out was, there was actually a negotiation not to mess with the music. It's like, okay, we don't have to do the mission. We can keep on with what you're doing, despite Carl and Gavin being gone.
Thank you very much.
We just have a new kid in town.
Okay.
And I hope he's gone.
I really appreciate Nancy Saibara chairing this meeting. All right, Bill.
Another question takes a long answer, but you know, Adriel's right about what the bylaws say about the board members. They have specific duties, and I'll just, even though you might not like to hear it, but you know, you're not the GM's boss. The GM, the general manager, cannot have 24 bosses. The GM reports to the ED, but we do evaluate. We're supposed to evaluate both, and the same thing for the PD, and we're sure not the supervisors of all the other staff. But that we are supposed to evaluate the GM and the PD each year. It should be done fairly and look for both positive and negative things to do, and then make recommendations if any are appropriate, and give a report to the ED and to the PMD. And I know that hasn't been done every year, but that's been another issue. But the I mean, I agree most about the rest of the Teresa and Wesley were saying also. We do need an employee handbook. I also tried to work on that when I was on the BNB before, and right, the BNB stalled, and never went through it. And I think it's still not approved, I think. I forget. I know Teresa's been trying to get it done. George's been trying to get it done.
Time is up. Thank you. Okay, so Cliff, you are.
No, instead of running again.
Wait a second.
I forgot the question I was going to ask. And it's an endless cycle of the same questions will not solve our problem.
Okay. Don, it's going to be your turn in a second, but I want to point out that both the questioners and the respondents should write down the questions as you will have to do when you serve on the national board, so you don't go, what was the motion? And you can come back, we'll come back to you, Cliff, and anybody else who has passed, including Hank, you will have that opportunity.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, Don, what is your question? You have 30 seconds, and Bill will be the first to respond. Done.
Well, my question is it possible to call the vote as it is to call the motion? Because I think everybody at this table has made up their mind about these candidates, and they don't have any question about who they're going to vote for. And I think some people are having a real good time at this meeting, but I look around, and most of the people look like they, and also I take into consideration the fact that it's a quarter past six. If we're not going to have a vote in the next second. I'd like Joe to give me my ballot so I can,
Your time is up. Your time is up. Well, I'm not going to fool around, folks.
Okay.
Is there anyone here who would object right now to going to a vote for the listener representatives on the Pacific and National Board? Seeing that there's no objections, we will do that vote, and then we will go to the questions for the staff candidates to serve. But I would also like to take a, while this vote is going to go on, I want to take a break so I can go to the restroom. So, all right, so we will go to a vote now, and Joseph, you'll hand me my ballot so I can vote. Thank you for motivating that, Don. And I would urge all of you to write down your questions for the staff candidates. Okay. A is Teresa Allen. B is Wesley Bethune. C is Adriana Casanave. And D is Bill Crozier.
Just a staff? We start with the
Yes. Can this
and
wait until
point
I come
of information out? Again, real quickly. The list of the candidates are
George and Venetia for staff representatives. One of those two you will vote for.
No. We're voting for right now, again, the letters.
Just ask the person next to you.
Thank you. A, Mr. Allen. B, Wesley. C, Diana. And D, Joe Crozier.
How many times have we called it, Joseph?
That's my intent.
Mr. Vote Teller. Election supervisor.
I have a problem. Me too. What's your problem? Did you mark it wrong?
I put that the wrong one.
So did I. I did too. I lined through an initial. I don't like this right.
What?
I put it wrong too. I don't think so.
Yes.
And I feel so lined through and I put my initial.
I think as long as you also have them, you can give me another one. As long as I'm going to put it in the box. It's okay.
Okay.
15 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. We pay overtime after 15 minutes. We've been here 4 hours. That's what we got the room for.
Is someone coming around? I made a mistake.
You
still
vote?
Can I mark these out?
How do you do it?
You can mark out the entire column and choose later columns if you still have enough columns.
I thought you were supposed to put a number on them so you could tell if one got lost.
That's exactly right.
No, we can tell if they got lost.
Okay.
We can do that.
So
I mean,
we
can inventory
the ballots. Can you tell if her number's in there already?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we can tell if one's missing.
Yeah, because I don't think you'll see it in there.
It's fine. But now, for everybody that received the ballot,
you need to go to the ladies' room. Gentlemen's room.
Does everybody know what the choices are?
Yeah, but I
want to
make sure.
A for Teresa Allen, B for Weston Bethune, C for Joanna Costaneva, D for Bill Crozier. Is everybody clear?
We have 15 more minutes in this room. Why? Because you rent the room by timing. We rented it for 4 hours.
Are you able to lose your learning?
No. Don't you realize that don't nobody want to go to lose your learning? Because this is more central. It's more convenient. You don't have to fight to get in the building.
Three choices.
Oh, when you become chair, you can suggest that. Right now, as chair, meetings are not being held at the Montreux. Well, like I said, bring the motion forward. All right? But right here, we're going to meet at the Montreux Center, and it's nothing to discuss. If you want to bring a motion before governor, to bring a motion at the next meeting, do so. I'm surprised we got as far as we got, to be honest with you. I appreciate the letter.
You've been warned about my mind.
Yes, sir. You're right.
So obviously, we don't have to know your intent. John? John, could you make a sweep of the hallway? Checking in the bathroom?
I say we vote for
okay. I'm down with it. I've already. One more vote. They can record. They can email us.
Well, I have one.
The reason we're open is because when you diverted and start allowing people to 24 minutes additional to this agenda was unnecessary to let people talk. We need to let the candidates talk and move the agenda, which is an election, not hearing members talk about the election.
Okay. You put your ballot in the box.
You're voting the staff ballot.
Anisha, you can sign your mind, Governor.
Nancy. 24 extra minutes for nothing. We have to go to the building to 6 o'clock. We could have been done with this.
Let's get to staff.
I'm talking about the adjustment of the name.
Joseph, I don't think you should count the ballots. They may as well as the outcome of the next election. We'll just count them all at the same time.
But there's one
de facto
could vote.
No,
because
I don't know about. And he needs to count them to make sure the ones that are counted.
Yes. No problem.
You can just open them up to see if her number's in there.
Accountability.
The number of ballots that have been put in the box without looking how they're marked.
Okay.
Do you want a witness from the audience?
No.
Sure. Everybody.
Yeah, you're looking at right here. Or are you even
witness? Yeah, we're all okay. Witnessing.
Okay.
Hey, while this is going on, can I have everyone to take their seats? I want to ask if we can pass on the 1 minute of everybody making statements, and if it'll be 2 minute opening comments, and then 30-second questions and 1 minute answers, and then we vote one time around only, except that people who pass can ask a question if they chose to pass. Is that acceptable to everyone? Thank you very much. Okay, as soon as Joseph finishes with this, there should be
18, 19, 20, 21.
All ballots accounted for. All ballots accounted for.
I did not get a ballot. I did not mark it. So someone.
We should have 22,
well,
though.
I
did
notice at the very beginning there was one ballot that was turned in.
There's one person who's not here anymore.
That's Phil.
Several people left.
There should be
22. There should be 22.
It should be 22.
And 21.
There should be 22.
Hello.
Joseph.
Hello.
There should be 22 right there. Only two people were not.
We lost Ira.
Oh, okay.
But we gained Hank.
No. We had 21. We gained one. We lost one.
Yes.
We're missing.
No, I turned mine in. Susie Moreno.
Let's check the roll. We're missing a Faruqi.
Faruqi.
We're missing.
Phil Collins.
Ira.
And that means we.
Anissa,
I got 22.
That's 22 plus 2, 24.
Tony Cox.
That we need 22 then.
We should have 22.
We should have 22.
I think so too.
And I have the roll call.
We should have
22. Look on the floors, other tables.
No, we look at anything on the
well, if Deb says she's going to
vote,
well,
if Deb hasn't voted, it's going to come second.
People are not here. People left already.
Mr. Election Supervisor, it would appear to me now that you have verified that you have 21, and there should be 22 votes.
Yes.
I suppose you're just going to have to make up a ballot.
The procedure for the KPFT or the voting guide that we have is if there's a discrepancy, we go to the chair for a decision to how to resolve the issue.
How many do we have in the roll call?
We had 22.
Present 22.
Mm-hmm. Regular elections.
The yes, the ones that are not here.
What provisional? I didn't get one missing.
Yeah, I'm not. It is not.
It has to count just like any other ballot.
What's that right in front of you?
It's not a
I saw one held up as if it was a ballot down on that end. I don't know what happened to it, but I certainly saw one of y'all hold up a ballot.
Okay, I'm a little confused though. If there's 22 people, just after there is no ballot, doesn't that make sense?
Mm-hmm. It makes sense to me.
Okay, what makes sense?
There's 21 ballots, there's 22 people. Deb Schaffer doesn't get her ballot.
Mr. Chair, I'm protesting that I believe it must have been my mistake. I think somehow she didn't get a ballot. I marked that she had it, but considering the ballot count that I have for the unmarked ballots and the ballots that we have, I think that she deserves a listener ballot.
Okay, make her a ballot.
Does anybody object to that, and what is your thought? If you object, I want to see a hand, and then you'll talk. And I initially said, and I'm not going to stick with this, but I initially said it would be a provisional ballot, which may not have any effect whatsoever on this election. I don't want...
Mr. Chair.
Okay, go ahead.
I have to object.
What do you want? What is your resolution?
It's not mine.
No break on objections. What is your solution?
I have to object. I don't have a solution other than at this point in time, just to say I object. If you want the reasons why I object,
well, I want to
certainly.
Know the bottom line is that if
all
we,
right, no hostility.
If we, thank you. If we throw out this election and vote again, the people who left early's votes will. We're damned if we do, or damned if we don't. Does anyone have a solution to this problem other than my suggestion
I have one.
About a provisional ballot, which might make this whole thing moot?
I have one. I will ask the secretary to tell us exactly how many LSP members eligible to vote we have today in this meeting.
22.
We know that we have 22, right? But we know that Ira left.
Right, I'm not counting. I'm not counting Ira or Anissa, and that makes 22.
If we have 22 ballots, we have only 21 is missing one. If Joseph is counting and he see that this one missing, I believe that there is really sadly, but I believe that we should go back.
Joseph,
I believe all the ballots are accounted for. I cut 36 ballots in case we had somebody with a trash ballot or something. Mm-hmm. My total count of ballots on the floor that were put in the box, blank ballots that didn't get passed out, is 36. As far as I'm concerned, all the ballots are here. Does anybody else feel like they didn't get a ballot? And if that's so, mathematically, she's the only person who
missed the only one is
a ballot.
Are you saying that yes. Deb, you agree?
Yes.
Deb should have a vote.
Yes.
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 Nobody's questioning. He has too many ballots, white ballots.
Then I withdraw my objection. Joseph said.
He's accounted for all the ballots.
He's the election supervisor, so.
She's the only one that said she didn't vote. It's got to be her ballot.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I apologize for the mistake.
He's saying it was resolved.
Okay. Folks, I'm standing, but I wish everyone else, since I'm the one who's supposed to be chairing this meeting.
I think he's a counter-starter.
I'm really supposed to stand. I'm not going to be up and down, up and down, up and down. We are now in the next phase of this, and that is the election for the staff representative to the Pacifica National Board. And the candidates are George Ryder and Anisha Rattel Adams. Okay. What I'd like to do is to forego this. I'm going to arbitrarily choose Venetia to go with her two-minute statement first. I'm doing that based on the fact that she has spoken less today than George has. I'm not sure there's an advantage whether going first or second. Okay? And so you will have 2 minutes to make your statement. George, you will have 2 minutes. Then 30 seconds for questions and 1 minute for answers once around. And we are not going to announce the results of this until all ballots are cast for both elections. Okay. I'm going to be seated. And Venetia, hold on while I get my clock going. Hold on 1 second. Okay. Begin.
Okay. So, y'all, Venetia Adam. I hope you do vote for me for staff representative. I understand that I'm not representing myself. I'm representing the board and the program.
I'm going to clear the room if there's going to be speakers.